And my guest is John Lewis, who's the race director of Taunton Marathon and Taunton Half Marathon, amongst other things, John.
Amongst other things, carnival scouts, etc. But it's marathon we're here to talk about today, Darren.
A man with many hats, let's say. So I saw you at the weekend because it was the Hurtle and the Humdinger. So you're coming to have a wander around. Are you involved in that? You're not, are you?
No. Was involved in the early days when they were setting up, but was there as a spectator... watching people like yourself.
It was a good I really enjoyed it. I was quite chuffed because I beat my time for last year by a minute and a half, and I'd done less training and I came in a higher position as well, so I was happy as a pig in poo, as they say. So Taunton Half Marathon, for those that have never done it before, first of all, if you could just remind us of the dates, please, John.
It's Sunday, April the 2nd.
April the 2nd, so it's actually not too far. And it's around this time of year, because I go out running quite a lot during the week anyway, that people really ramp it up, particularly after Christmas, don't they? And you'll see lots of people running around Taunton at the moment.
Yes, there are. And as we get into the lighter evenings, it's a lot safer for people as well. But, yeah, they're out there. I was out there at the weekend, and not just a humdinger that was going on, but on the way up there, there were loads of people out running, hopefully training for our event.
Absolutely, yeah. And the Taunton Half Marathon, Taunton Marathon, has been going for how long now?
This is year 34.
34 years. Wow. Have you ever done it yourself?
No, people say, oh, you're the man that runs the marathon. I say, no, I'm the man that organises it.
Yeah, that's always your excuse. I don't run it because I organise it. Because it does take a hell of a lot of work to organise something like this, doesn't it?
It does. 1 year finishes and we go straight into the second one. We have got a big announcement this year because we are changing the route.
Ooh, after 34 years.
After 34 years, only on part of it. It will still start at Bridgewater and Taunton College. And it will go out through the town, and it will go out through Norton Fitzwarren to Oak, and down through Bradford-on-Tone. But then, risk assessment and safety is everything these days. Mm-hmm. We are taking it off the A38.
Oh, right, okay.
So the well-loved hill at Rumwell will be replaced by another hill on the road that runs parallel to the A38, up through Heal and Fiddyoak, past the power station.
Oh, right, okay. And out through Bishop's Hull.
And into Bishop's Hull.
Oh, do you know what?
Up Shootwater Hill.
I like that. I tell you, I like that route, and that's actually one of my training routes.
Well, you may have an advantage over some other people then. No, we've done it really on safety grounds. We've run up the A38 for 34 years. Mm. It's not what it used to be. Sundays are much, much busier.
Of course.
They're much more like any other day of the week now, unfortunately. And we've decided the time is right to do that. So that's in place. The course was remeasured last Sunday, and we have 42 metres tolerance over the 42-kilometre marathon route. So on the half marathon, I've got 21 metres to play with on the course. New course was going to be short. We knew that. So we've changed the bit in the town centre. So instead of coming along Corporation Street and running past your wonderful new offices, we are now going to use the third way. So we'll run down Castle Street, past Tesco's, over the bridge and out into Wood Street and Bridge Street to rejoin the original route.
Right, okay.
That left me 56 metres short, so we're putting a little dog leg in Silk Mills Road, which is closed for
why not?
So we can do that. So, yes, we're redoing all our plans, all our marshal locations, our first aid points and everything to cope with that.
Shootwater Hill, right at the end, you beast. Actually, to be fair, and as I've already mentioned, that is a route that I go running on myself anyway, I prefer Shootwater Hill than I would do Runway Hill. Runway Hill is long and laborious. Shootwater Hill is just like a brick wall as soon as you get to it. Get up there and then you're at the top.
Yeah, it's very much like the very sharp climb out of Bradford.
Yeah.
Once you go over the railway bridge up towards the pub.
Yeah.
There are some other hills on the course, obviously. It's described as undulating.
When you're coming in towards Heal, that's...
that is a little climb.
You've got that long straight, and then you've got Hill before it bends round to the right, haven't you?
Yeah. And that's 10 miles.
Mm. That's a bit cheeky. I like it. And obviously, health and safety has played a massive part in this. So I think that's definitely the right thing. I actually think for a scenic side of things that it's going to be a lot better all around. I'm delighted by that.
From that point of view, it is a much nicer course. It's a bit twisty. Mm. People may feel that they can't run as fast because of that. I would rather have 1,000 runners all cross the finish line safely.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely agree. Now, obviously, if you're going to do the full marathon, you have to do it twice. Psychologically, that is a massive barrier to have to cross, because running is all about psychology. For me, it is anyway. And those that are training for the London Marathon, perhaps, which will be on shortly after, might want to do that as a tester for them. And what's the feedback been about the changes and the direction you're taking it?
Well, you are the first one to know about the changes.
Oh, right, okay.
You hear it first, exclusive on Tone FM. We've been talking about it for a few years. We've talked to quite a few people. It is safer. That has mm-hmm. to be the
priority.
Primary objective, yeah. The distance is still right. And we'll see on the day. Mm. Psychologically, yes, marathon is two laps. We've always found that runners are split more or less 50-50. Mm-hmm. Those who like to know what they've got to do again, and those who wouldn't run that again for any price. But, yeah. We still have...
I'm in the latter.
Yeah, we still have a couple of hundred entries for the marathon, yeah. So we must be doing something right.
That's good. Well, that's really, really exciting news, and thanks very much for sharing with us that news, John, and we're very much looking forward to that. What's the cut-off date for entries?
March the 20th is cut off.
So I've still got about a good few weeks yet, so that's indeed, good. Yeah. I need to get mine in as soon as possible. My guest is John Lewis, who's the race director of Taunton Marathon and Taunton Half Marathon. John, we'll catch up with you nearer the time.
Thank you very much.